I get all my strength to come because I'm afraid what I saw in the on the television yesterday about these knives and who's claiming they are saying yes to Mubarak. What I can, if I came alone, they will attack me alone.
And Ibrahim, let me ask you this question. Mubarak says that he will step down, but not before the elections. He says if he does step down, there will be chaos. What do you think about that?
Look, my dear, in every civilized nation, there is a cycling of power. In the United States, in England, in everywhere, there is come president, go president, come president, go president. Do you see anything happen to the countries in the United States or England or anything else? No, it's come normal. But what he is telling that to say, I will say. No, if you would like to go, you will arrange it. And you will have transition power authority to make everything stable. It can be, man. Anything can be done. But the will, that is required. And there is no will from our current regime.
Ibrahim, how important is it for you to stay where you are? In other words, how long are you prepared to stay in the square?
Actually, I'll stay till the night, and I don't know what will happen if I will be forced to sleep at the Tahrir Square or not. But I will intend, inshallah, to stay more.
If there is violence again in the square today, do you think the army will intervene today?
I don't know, but we have a question mark about why the anti-press happened in the Tahrir Square. There is no media here currently to cover anything. Is it planned? Can be planned to cover and to allow the attack from the army. Till now, there is no the army showed they are not in any either side. But to how long? And I think yesterday, what's happening from the army? It is some sort of taking from Mubarak side, because to be neutral, you must separate them. The army didn't try to separate. That means the army